Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, good morning, everyone. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here to go into service with the First Fruits Prayer and Praise with the International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Come, let's go immediately and join those services.
Awesome. God, we love you. And we praise you for everything that you've done. Who woke us up this morning and started us on our way? Able to lift our hands, able to move our feet, lick our eyes and talk to you. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody really understands life but you.
Oh, God, we thank you.
That's why you're the healer, because you're the creator of life.
Thank you.
And you made everything. Everything. Nothing was made without you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we want to give you glory.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing us to see a new day. God, and to give you honor and to give you praise. Nobody like you.
Nobody.
Nobody can lift every heavy burden and light and every load but you. Nobody can see us through storms. Oh, God, like you can. Nobody can soothe our aching hearts.
Nobody,
God, can give us joy in the midst of sorrow and peace in the midst of confusion. And when the enemy thinks that we should be down and defeated, here we are up shouting because of you, because of you. You're the only true and living God. No wonder Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel began to worship you and praise you. You set up ambushes on their enemies and gave them complete deliverance. God, every person on this line has a testimony about what you did.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, you've been there every step of the way.
Yes, yes,
looked around and there you were. When my father died, looked around, and there you were, helping us out of the limousine, helping us down the aisle.
Thank you, Lord.
How wonderful you are. You never cease to amaze all of us. God, you're so amazing. So amazing. We just want to just thank you. Look on us today. Look on every kiss on the line. Forgive all sin. You said you would, according to Matthew. And the sins of omission, sins of commission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. Father, please bless us today. Bless us for our prayer line today. Make a way out of no way. Help us. Help us. Help us, God. And I'm praying that you would release finances everywhere. People need your blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
People need your help.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
We're depending on you.
Depending on you
to bless. Mm-hmm. Depending on you to make a way out of no way. Depending on you to heal.
Yeah, Lord.
All diseases, all afflictions.
Yeah,
touch everywhere.
Everywhere, Lord.
All sicknesses. God, let there be no sickness on this line. We depend on you because we know that whenever you step in the room, everything is subject to you. You obey nothing. It all obeys you. And I wish you would, Lord, tell them to get out. You're in the room. Tell them to get out. The anointing of the Holy Ghost prevailing everywhere. Now bless your people, and we'll bless you back. We do ask you properly, always in the name of Jesus. For we read that if we ask you anything in the name of Jesus, you would do it. Lord, we read that if we'd ask you anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father may be glorified.
Yes,
and we're asking you in the name of Jesus that the Father can be glorified. Now make a way out of no way and bring us out. And in the name of Jesus, bless, 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 Bless. Oh, God. Bless. God, release money to your people. They need it. And amen. We need it in Jesus' name. That you might get more glory than ever before. That you might be praised and worshiped like never before.
Now,
thank you. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And everybody who God has been good to, I want to challenge you this morning. At least speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you. We just praise you. Good morning, Lord. Open your mouth.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, why do I have y'all to do that? Because I want you to have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. If you can't believe that the Lord is alive, if you can't believe that he's there, why would you be praying to him? That doesn't make any common sense. I believe he's more real than I am, and I can see my hands. Amen. Can see my feet. But I'm not going to be a Thomas. Lord, I won't believe that he's real unless I see his nails, kind of hands and feet, and take my hand and thrust it into the side. No. That's not me. God, I believe you're more real than I am. And I speak to you because I know you're there. And I'm not only just going to speak to you, even though I know we have trials and tribulations, I'm not going to wait till any battles are over to shout. My praise level was way up here. Yeah, I'm going to shout now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Call forth.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Let's have a cup. I saw it when God let me remember that they're having pep rallies at schools, high schools. Kids go crazy praising their teams and jumping up and down for somebody, basketball stars and football stars, track stars, all that pep rally, trying to pump up the kids because they got their team and team pride. And the Lord said to me, ain't nobody giving me a God rally. Yeah. They got a pep rally for the kids and everything, and other folks are making idol gods and giving them pep rallies. And God said, give me a God rally. I wonder, is there anybody on this line who the Lord has been good enough to that you can give him a God rally? If you are, help me do it. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you for what you've done. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, we give you rally. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you. We glory in you. Thank you, Lord. Everything that you've done, what you're doing, oh, this is a wonderful day to give you praise and give you a God rally. Thank you. Oh, God, we praise your holy name in Jesus' name. Thank God. Glory. I'm marveling. Amen. We give God a God rally, and some of y'all don't say nothing. My Lord. But yet you're going to call on him after a while.
Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. Good morning to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise line everywhere. This is our line where we give God praise and glory, and we're in the midst of a new awakening. If you can't see it, you need to open your eyes. When have you ever in the history of your life heard folks giving God 1,000 praises a day? You got to recognize some things happening. Amen. This is what we call a new awakening. Awakening people to a spiritual shift from the give me mode to the thank you mode. Amen. All around the world is catching on. I challenge people all over in Africa and Asia and Russia and everywhere. I challenge you the other day, if you would help us to get this out, we're thanking God 1,000 times a day. And I want to challenge you again today. Help us get the word out. We're thanking God 1,000 times a day. You'll get a miracle. Amen. I talked to Dr. Stern on yesterday, and she thanked God. I mean, she told me she had a day where she thanked God 10,000 times. And on yesterday, the Lord gave her a miracle. Amen. I let her tell it, but the Lord gave her a miracle. And he got many, 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 many more miracles in store for you. Dr. Stern, if you hear me, the Lord bless you and keep you. I want to thank those who are helping us with the convention. Yeah, helping us with the convention. And we're having a great time. And I'm just planning the convention for you. Don't want to get it complex. I know I've been to all kind of conventions. And they have so much stuff that when I get through, I'm so worn out, I don't know what to do. But God told me to keep it simple. Keep it simple. Notice the life of Jesus Christ. Yeah, all this other stuff wasn't added. He was simple. He just came about one or two things, and that is to heal the sick, to cast out demons, and one more, to raise the dead. Everything he did was about simplicity. Wasn't trying to impress nobody with all of these this and that and this and that and this and that. He was always simple. And because of that, he's all over the world. And people are praising him everywhere for what he did. I learned that from the Lord myself about blowing my saxophone. Other people try to do 3, 4, 5 things. I just kept blowing for Jesus, and God has blessed me. I'll just say it like that. God bless you and keep you. All right, Pastor Strada, give us a GMAP interlude. The line is yours.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. God bless all of the saints here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line, giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, honoring God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all of the saints this morning. I am Pastor Kevin Strada from the GMAP Broadcast Network, Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. We simply want to thank God for being allowed to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line every weekday morning here on the GMAP Broadcast Network, as well as all of our partner and affiliate stations and networks. Thank God for the opportunity. We hope and pray that each and every one of you will take time out to visit the GMAP Broadcast Network. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number 1.com. God bless each and every one of you. We pray that he'll continue to bless you. Thank you so much, Dr. Johnson. Back over to you at this time.
Thank you, Pastor Strada. And I'm challenging people all over the GMAP network, all over the world, to help us give God 1,000 praises a day. Amen. We're working on billions of praises. I've taken the assignment now of getting God at least 50 billion praises. It's going to happen. Maybe you don't believe it because you didn't get the assignment. I see it. God showed me how to do it when he gave me the assignment. And nothing's impossible, amen, to those who believe. Amen. Ambassador Hagen, God bless you. God has added to our prayer line another world opening here. Please identify yourself and tell us what we have on the blog line.
God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the staff and to all of the other broadcasters and to all of you who are listening from all around the world. I am Ambassador Hagen, and we are broadcasting live from the NPA radio as well as the NPA live studio of the Blog Talk Radio, and we are a network of other broadcasters that have also come to lend their service, and we're being heard all over the world, and we have over 40 million listeners, and we can be accessed through and by the World Wide Web by going to npa.com, or you can simply call us here at the live studio, 347-934-0207. We are heard in all of the countries, Africa, Asia, Russia, Italy, Spain, and you name it, over 40 million listeners. God bless. Dr. Johnson, back to you, sir.
God bless you, and I want to challenge you on the blog and radio network all over the world. If you would help me get the Lord 1,000 praises a day, 1,000 thank yous. It's so simple. Only takes about 15 minutes to thank him 1,000 times. And just most people don't even believe it. You'd be there before you know it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for my great health. Thank you, 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 thank you. God, thank you for the prayer line. Thank you, thank you. And just go on. Thank you for my family. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just go on like that. And before you know it, you're there. And expect a miracle when you do it. I know I got one when I did it the first time and every time since. So I'm just, you might say, I'm promoting that in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. Want people doing this all over the world, thanking God 1,000 times a day. We're sending up billions of praises. Amen. It's happening whether you believe it or not. God is blessing. God is doing that. And I tell you, I'm learning not to worry about folks too much. I fasted 1,000 days. I fasted 1,000. Actually, I really fasted over 1,100 days in one stretch. Amen. And some people didn't believe it. And God told me, don't worry about it, son. He said, your witness is in heaven, and your record is on high. In other words, it's recorded. You do know God is writing some more books. Let me just make common sense with y'all, just common sense. Look at Revelation. I can support it scripturally, too. But just common sense. I mean, you got authors all over the land now, and they have bestsellers. And they're writing other books. They're writing other books. My mother wrote a book in 93. Now she's working on another book. Now, I want y'all to just use common sense. Look in Revelation, first of all, around the 21st or 22nd chapter, and you'll find that the books shall be opened. Now, all those books are not just about recording what you've done, the good you've done and the bad you've done. The book shall be open. Use your mind. Here's the bestseller of all times, God, who has written a book that is the bestseller of all times, the Bible. And you mean to tell me he can't write no more books? Come on, y'all. Amen. And I'm trying to tell you that he told me not to worry about folks. My record is on high. My witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. It's been recorded. So whoever don't believe it, there is been recorded in heaven. Amen. I have to tell y'all sometime about how I got started doing that and how the Lord blessed me to do it. Amen. And thank God for you. All right, let's go to some praise reports here this morning. I thank God for all of our assistants, amen, all of you who have helped us so much. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for Pastor Strada. Pastor Williams, I don't know if he's still with us. I haven't heard from him in a long time. And but we're going to carry on in the name of Jesus. And thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer and Dr. Lacey and Dr. Stern. Amen. And our special assistant, Deaconess Jeannie Hodges. Amen. Keep her in your prayers. And thank God for all of you. I can't forget about my 94-year-old mother, who sometimes can remember better than I can and better than you can, too. Amen. People call her all over Kansas City and other places just to ask her some questions. What is so-and-so's phone number? And she just rattles it off. Oh, my God. God's blessed her. And how can I ever forget First Lady? I say it for last because and the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Thank God for you, Lady Betty, and we appreciate you more than we can ever say. She's a behind-the-scenes lady. She's not one of these type of first ladies that pushes. No, she's a behind-the-scenes lady and gets more done behind the scenes than most people out front. Very seldom hear her say anything, but I assure you that she loves the ground that her husband walks on. May I say it that way? She loves me, and I love her. Amen. God bless all of you, and thank you, Lady Betty, for helping me most mornings to get kind of started. Amen. The Lord wakes me up. She kind of helps me. I appreciate you. Thank you so very much. God bless all of you. Let's get some praise reports. What assistant wants to take those praise reports? Jump it down now if you're going to do it. Otherwise, I'll continue. Anybody want to take the praise reports? The line is open to you. All right.
Good morning. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. God bless you. Giving honor to God this morning and to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and to all of you on the prayer line. This is another glorious day. The Lord has awakened us this morning. And I praise and magnify his name and glorify him. God is so good to me. Gave me a good night's rest last night, and I thank God for that. I tell you, I'm learning about a new bed they put in my room, and I thank God for it. The Lord is good. Now listen, this has come time for the prayer reports, praise and prayer reports. And if you have a praise report, we're asking you to speak now. Anyone have a praise report? Are there anyone have a praise report? Anyone have a testimony? Go ahead.
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, Crete, Illinois, I praise and I thank God for all of his blessings that he has bestowed upon me. Truly, truly, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. And I'm so grateful, so thankful to this prayer line and for the many prayers that have gone up for me. And as a result of that Mother's Day affair, I was called by a very prestigious individual, and I will be given an humanitarian award on the 29th of July. And I praise and I thank God because of the scholarships that our little company have been able to give out to deserving students. And so I was nominated, and I accepted that. And so pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Are there another praise report?
God bless you, and good morning to everyone on the prayer line this morning. Our leader, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, you, Mother Johnson. God bless you and everyone. This is Dr. Pfeiffer. Thanking God for a youth prayer line last night that I tell you it was so anointed. The Lord showed up. The Lord's presence was there. The Lord's anointing was there. And we're just thanking God for all the answers the children had and all the input. And we're praising God that they are learning. They are taking it in, saints. And don't fool yourself. Just because it's a youth prayer line, don't take it lightly. Those youth are really praising God, and they are eating it all up. They're writing down the scriptures. They are taking down the comments and the advice that is given on the prayer line. And we're thanking God for such a beautiful prayer line on last night, praying that it continue to be that way and even on Thursday nights. Join us and let the Lord bless you. Amen. God bless you and have a blessed prayer line this morning.
God bless you, Dr. Faisal. Is there another praise report?
I want to thank God for what's happening down in Arkansas with one of our assistants, Prophetess Stith. Amen. They have a kind of like a Thank You Revolution down there in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, Arkansas. And we appreciate what the Lord is doing there. And even in Georgia, with Ambassador Hagen, amen, they'll be coming, I believe, from all over the world with a Georgia Day again on the 27th of this month. Amen, the 27th. Amen. So the Lord is blessing, and we'll be having several other state days. Amen. So get ready. And all of you, we're going to have some state days. God bless you. Go back to Mother Johnson.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Are there another praise report?
Good morning. This is Sister Peterson. I thank you, praise God. So what do you think is my life? I thank you because you've been good to me. I told him a lot of problems. My voice is there. I thank God for everything he's doing. I thank him because my 92-year-old auntie, she had passed out and she lived in the pro all night and she followed in time, so she's doing pretty good, but she needs prayer for strength in her body and the mind to start getting back out. But God is good because she could have been so that they didn't find her in time. But I thank and praise God they did. So I thank and praise God for everyone in prayer. Thank God for prayer.
God bless you, God bless you. Are there another praise report?
Good morning, Dolores Washington from Louisiana, area code 225. And yesterday I tried to get on Mother Johnson. I just wanted to celebrate you yesterday. God has been so good to you. And we have a mother that we could look up to and emulate our lives after. And we just want to just show you appreciation. Mother's Day is every day for you because you have been a good example, a blessed example for all of us. And I thank God for you this morning. Amen. And we just want to say how much we love you. And I want to tell everyone that as I continue my 10,000 praise journey, I challenge each and every one of you to do it. You can break it up into increments of 10. And each time you thank God for that one blessing each time. And then you can move on to 100 and then move on to 1,000. And you will get to 10,000 before you know it. And miracles and breakthroughs and all of these blessings are happening because we're sending the praises up and the blesser is coming down. God bless each and everyone on the prayer line this morning. I challenge you.
Yes. Let me ask something here. Somebody told me that they wrote it down. They wrote down 10,000 thank yous. 10,000. And the Lord gave me a word for them. All right. I don't, who was that told me they wrote that?